This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning, and glorious Reformation Day. We celebrate today, observe the festival of the Reformation, and thank you for those who were able to come and help out for our work day yesterday. Should feel a little cleaner in here, and thank you, Jones family, especially for organizing and getting everything supplied for those who were able to help. In our prayers today, we will include the family of Marla St. George. She is Pastor Jones' great aunt. We've been praying for her for a long time. She is now free of her suffering, and so thanks be to God. She is resting with the Lord. Also want to give credit to Dr. Jeff Gibbs, who provided sermon helps for me for the sermon today. And allow me to introduce the hymns, especially for those listening on the radio. We will be following Divine Service Setting 1, which begins on page 151 of your hymnal. The opening hymn, 877, God Who Made the Earth and Heaven. The hymn of the day, 657, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Distribution hymns, 506, Glory Be to God the Father. 909, Christ is Made the Sure Foundation. 834, O God, O Lord of heaven and earth. Our closing hymn, 596, All Christians Who Have Been Baptized. And keep your yellow insert handy. We will use that as we sing the introit and the gradual. It also includes the collect of the day and the readings for today. So let's begin with our opening hymn.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We allow time of silence to reflect on God's word and for self-examination. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We now turn to the yellow insert and sing together the introit. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies, and grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The first reading for this Festival of the Reformation is from the Revelation of St. John, chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord. Turn to the yellow insert and sing together the gradual.
Thank you.
The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith, apart from the works of the law. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. These days, I would say, especially these days in a contested swing state like Wisconsin leading up to a presidential election, we hear a lot of voices trying to influence our opinions, our vote, the campaign ads and celebrity endorsements and political commentators and media influencers and so forth. We hear the voices around us too, those family, friends, neighbors, coworkers, lots of voices, lots of opinions. It's no wonder that we have this tendency to listen to those voices that confirm what we already believe. It's easier that way. You know, we're not challenged or have to change. So we listen to those voices we want to listen to. We tend to tune out the rest. We don't listen to them. And if we do happen to hear them, we don't believe them. I say that because perhaps we can relate to the people in today's gospel reading. They're not listening to or believing Jesus speaking to them right there in the flesh. If they would only listen to Jesus, they would be set free. Everybody needs to be set free from slavery. Jesus' listeners, they didn't understand that. They didn't think they'd ever been enslaved. But listen to what Jesus says in this chapter. He said, I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. And that's verse 24. And then verse 34, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. Only the Son can set you free. And they didn't believe in Jesus. And so they were enslaved. There are many people didn't listen to or believe in Jesus at the time of the Reformation either. Those prominent voices in the church at the time were saying, essentially, you could do something to earn your way into heaven. And well, the people who believed this, they were enslaved. They were not listening to or believing in Jesus. At first, Luther didn't understand either. He knew that he was trapped, but he thought that it was the fact that he was sinful that was causing his slavery. He could never find freedom from that, from his sinful nature. And in a way, no one, whether the Christian or not, ever can. We remain sinful, even today. But does that mean that Christ has not set us free? There was more to the cause of Luther's slavery than sin. His slavery was caused by the fact that he couldn't hear the voice of Jesus and believe him. And today, the same mistake might happen. The world, of course, usually doesn't admit that it is enslaved. Even we Christians, God's own dear children, can find ourselves living and acting as though we're still in chains, not free to be for God or for others what he has set us free to be. What's going on? What is the slavery? It is a slavery of the ears. It's caused by listening to the wrong voices, to the wrong message. The Jews in Jesus' day were listening to anything other than Jesus' own words. Remain in my word, he said. But they would have none of it. What was Luther listening to? Perhaps for years he was listening to his own fearful voice, his own fears. The promise for me and for you is this: Christ's words can set us free from slavery. Slavery to other voices, so that we can listen to him, to Jesus. Listen to Jesus and be free because you believe him and you believe in him. Jesus wants to talk to you about himself. In John 8, one of the questions that dominates is, who is Jesus? Verse 25, they ask, who are you? In verse 58, Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am he. I'm the answer. I'm the truth. You need to listen to me. Say it this way, or listen to this. Jesus is the perfect Son of the Father from eternity. Yes, the true God, just as we confess in the Nicene Creed. But the eternal Word became flesh, a man, the Son of God. In that sense, although we are all adopted, there is only one Son, only Jesus. As the only and perfect Son, Jesus obeys his Father. He carries out the Father's will as no one else ever had and as no one else ever could. He completes the work. As he said, it is finished. He dies in our sins. He was trapped in and enslaved in a tomb. He gave himself into the silence and slavery of death for you. When he rose from the dead, that slavery was broken. As he had said to the disciples, he was gone for a little while, but then he showed himself to be the resurrection and the life. He laid down his life in order to take it up again. The Son lives. The vine was cut down, but now he lives, and he is full of life. He says, this is who I am. Remain in me. Listen to me. Be set free from your fear, from your unbelief. Listen to the voice of Jesus and be set free. The voice of Jesus is distinct from other voices that you hear. We recognize his voice in Holy Scripture. Other voices may tell you what you want to hear, but the voice of Jesus is the one to listen to and believe in. It is truth. It is life. It sets you free. In Jerusalem long ago, they wouldn't listen. They stopped their ears. For Luther long ago, God enabled him to open his ears to the voice of Jesus that overcame the accusations of Luther's own conscience. For you and me, right here, right now, on this Reformation Day, listen to Jesus' voice and be set free from slavery to sin. Jesus says, yes, your sins are very great, but I'm the perfect Son of God, and I'm greater than your sin. You will not die in your sins. I did that already for you. You are mine. You are mine. Jesus said, you've been listening to other voices that say you're in control. Other voices say that you need to pursue that sin, that purpose that flows from your own desires. Stop listening to those voices. They are leading you to slavery. Jesus says, you belong to me now, to me. He says, I will protect you. Your meaning comes from me. You're free now to serve me. It's what I made you to do. This is true freedom. Jesus says, you're my disciples. Listen to me. Remain in my word. Be set free. On Reformation Day, pray this. O Lord, open thou my ears. Jesus' word can free us from slavery to unbelief. We will find our salvation in Jesus and in him alone. Jesus' word can free us from slavery of wasted lives. He can teach us to follow him. Listen to Jesus and be set free. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. And together we confess our faith as written in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For thankful and steadfast hearts to receive God's word, that he would enable us to keep it and bring forth its good fruit in our lives, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For God's goodness and tender care, especially on this Reformation festival and thanksgiving for Christ, the revelation of his holy will, let us pray to the Lord. For faithful hearts, that we would remain steadfast in the word of God and never follow false gospels that lead us away from his truth. For the pastors who will preach with purity and joy that we are saved by God's grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ alone, let us pray to the Lord. For those who lead our land, that they would use power rightly for the preservation of order, the accomplishment of justice, the protection of life and the defense of the weak, and for wise, godly, and faithful leaders who will follow the Lord's commands and serve with integrity, let us pray to the Lord. For all who face adversity of any kind, especially Jeff, Dan, Tiffany, Ben, Lewis, Arlene, Marlis, Tim, Rick, Greg, Missy, Lacey, Marlene, Kathy, Arlene, Michael, Mark, Jesse, Sarah, Kara, Leah, Erno, Jeff, Cookie, and the family of Marlis St. George, that our God would comfort them by his Holy Spirit, and that they would acknowledge their affliction as the manifestation of his fatherly will, let us pray to the Lord. For all who commune, that in the worthy eating and drinking of the sacrament, they may have the certainty of forgiveness in Christ, who has set forth as the propitiation for our sins by his blood, let us pray to the Lord. Preserve your church, O Lord, and each of us as members of Christ's body, that we may not surrender the true gospel for any reason, but be kept in this faith and fear throughout the days of our earthly pilgrimage, until that day when we and all your people shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the reward you have prepared for us and all who have loved his appearing, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Receive the blessing of our Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You may be seated as the offering is gathered. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and glorify your name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake our children, your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri City.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.